Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where I equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. What do you need to be a great entrepreneur? You know, there's qualities that successful entrepreneurs have. And I would bet on the person, I've said this all along, that it's not the idea. You can put a good idea in the hand of an idiot who's lazy and nothing's going to happen. Again, a successful person has these qualities. Even if their first venture fails, they're going to learn from it and the second one's going to succeed. So again, people ask me all the time, you know, what should I do? You know, I want to be an entrepreneur. What should I do, you know, to get ready to be an entrepreneur? Like, you can get ready for it. And the one thing I tell people is develop the qualities of a successful person. Now, I'm putting these towards an entrepreneur because a few of these really help you as an entrepreneur. But most of these would help you in nearly any profession. Okay? So what are what I call my 10 prerequisites for a successful entrepreneur? First thing is they have the ability to identify great ideas. Okay? So that does separate them from the average person. But they have the ability to determine between good and great, a good idea and great idea. Steve Jobs said that. You know, I make decisions all the time between a good idea and a great idea. And it's the ability to focus on the great ideas. So your ability to identify great ideas. We've all seen people lose money all the time in bad investments. We see it with professional athletes all the time. They end up going bankrupt. Well, successful entrepreneurs have a real good ability to identify great ideas. Second, they take initiative. You don't have to force them to do anything. They want to get it done. They're get it done type of people. So they take initiative. Number three is they're driven. They are driven by a goal. Okay, they are consumed with it. When I have a startup, I'm consumed with getting that thing off the ground. I'm working on one right now. I need another business, like I need a hole in the head. And I was working on the business plan with one of my business partners today, doing the numbers. Like, okay, this is what we need to do to scale it. I'm driven. And it's funny, it really doesn't even matter if it's like, this is a business that, you know, has probably a quarter of a million to maybe $500,000 of potential, this one. But I would be just as excited if I was dealing with one of my million-dollar companies, okay? So they're driven. They're driven to succeed on something that they have a goal, okay? They've set a goal. They're going to drive. They're going to get it done. This is so important. Focused. They're focused. Okay, you can't have a good idea every 6 weeks. And that kind of goes back to the first thing I was talking about. Successful entrepreneurs know how to identify the number one thing that needs to get done, and they stay laser focused on that. We have this, you know, this impression that entrepreneurs just run from one idea to the next idea to the next idea. No. I mean, Bill Gates was relentless on one thing. Steve Jobs was relentless. It first started with the iPod. I mean, he cleared the decks for 4 years focusing on launching that. Okay? So your ability to stay focused will allow you to be a successful entrepreneur. Again, if you jump from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, that doesn't get anything accomplished. We all met the person that has an idea every week, and they're always broke. All right, next, five. They're relentless hard workers, okay? I mean, like tireless, that's a better word. They're tireless workers. Let me give you a common denominator of Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk. They all worked 100 hours a week and slept in their office when they got it going. Bill Gates did not take a day off in his 20s, not one day. Okay, now he lives a pretty good life, and I think he's lived a pretty good life for most of that, but there's a heavy lift in the beginning. And you got to be doing it. Okay, nobody, you know, when you're starting a company, nobody around you is going to work harder than you do. So if they see you being lazy, they're not going to work hard. You're going to set that standard. So plan on working hard initially, for sure. All right, next, number six, relentless determination. You are going to hit obstacles you never saw coming. And if every obstacle, you know, either delays you because you're paralyzed, you can't, you know, what I see happens sometimes when people are in a tough situation, they can't make decisions. You know, you got to be determined to keep moving no matter what's going on. You can't quit. You can't quit. So it's that relentless determination that will make you a successful entrepreneur. Next, they're calculated risk takers. Notice I put the word calculated in front of risk takers because I think there's this also this idea that risk takers just, you know, that entrepreneurs are risk takers and they will, you know, do whatever. You know, they're always gambling. No. Entrepreneurs don't take a hit when they have 16 in front of them playing blackjack. Okay? That's just a dumb, the mathematics don't add up. Entrepreneurs are always trying to get the odds in their favor. Now, they understand that you're going to take a risk because anytime you start a business, there's a risk. There's no guarantee a startup will work, but that's why there's a business plan. That's why you beta test things. That's why you have proof of concept. Okay? You have all these things in place to mitigate risk. All right, next, they're team builders. Well, you know, a team of one, the solopreneur concept, you make money exponentially based on your time. So you can only make money based, you know, you work 60 hours a week, that's great, okay? That's okay. Even if you made $40 an hour, it's a $2,400 a week. It's about 110, something like that a year. I mean, I guess you can live on that. It's not the math I like. I like the fact that I have, you know, many people working for me and I make money off of all their hard work. Okay, that's building a team. Okay, they understand that I started the company. They understand that risk reward, that, you know, I mean, that's just the reality of it. But it's only been my ability to build a team. If not, I would be making money off of my time. And again, even if it was really good money, it's still limited. If I ever got sick or hurt or something like that and I couldn't work, you know, I would lose that. Plus, I have limited skills, limited talents. My ability to build a team is what's made all my companies grow. Smartest decision I ever made. Geez, 19 years ago when I launched one company I had is I gave up my salary to bring on a partner. I actually bought his company, and then the very next day, I gave him my salary to come back and run the company with my company. Combining the two together would gave us a market share dominance. Okay, so your ability to build, you know, if you can't build a team, I don't know how your company's going to grow. Because I think that's like the one thing I do more than any one thing is identify talent, recruit talent, retain talent, motivate talent. That's how you build a team. All right, next question here. All right. I mean, the next point, I apologize, is your people skills. I mean, Steve Jobs kind of defied this, but as a general rule, unless you're a genius with a $1 billion idea, you're not going to get away with this. It doesn't look like Mark Zuckerberg has tremendous people skills as well. But I think that rarefied air, and I don't know about Elon Musk as well, I do think brilliance has blind spots. You know, I do. And I think that kind of goes with it. But they're so brilliant that if you're going to see these 10 qualities, I don't put brilliance as any of the 10 because I don't think it's required. But I think if you do have brilliance, you could probably get away without having people skills because most people that are pretty bright, they can recognize when they're around genius and they just kind of know to kind of overlook the rough spots with them. So I guess when you were working with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and, you know, and they were going through one of their tirades, you're like, the guy's a genius, we'll let it slide. But for the rest of us, people's skills go a long way. Next is leadership. A company will only grow to meet its, you know, it will, let me reword that and make that a little better. A company will only max out based on the leadership it has. If you're, you know, it can't extend past your leadership. Golly, I had to reword that 4 times to get it right. But if you're a poor leader, example, if you're a 6 out of 10, well, one, you're not going to hire people greater than a 6, no greater than a 7. Okay? Mark my words on this. A 6 will never keep a 10, level 10 talent. Okay? So you got to develop your leadership, but it doesn't mean you have it right away, but you got to, you know, you got to be able to make decisions. You can't be paralyzed when a decision needs to be made. You need to make decisions when hiring and letting people go and what's going to be the vision of the company. You're going to have choices all the time between good and great. And leaders know how to make the great choices. So again, what I talked about today was the 10 prerequisites for a successful entrepreneur. I'm going to retitle this. So in the podcast notes, you're probably going to see a different title because I can't spell that word and it's driving me crazy trying to pronounce it. But let me quickly go through those 10 things again. Identify great ideas. That's what your successful entrepreneurs can do. They take initiative. They're driven towards a goal or whatever they've set as the objective. They're highly focused. They don't get distracted. Hard workers, relentlessly hardworking. They have tremendous determination. Nothing stops them. They're calculated risk takers. They're team builders. Unless they're a genius, they have pretty good people skills. And they have leadership. A company will not go further than the leadership that it has at the helm. So again, leadership is important. You can develop every one of these. That's the most important thing. Every single one of these you can develop. And that's why I didn't put like smart in here, because it doesn't matter. You can be brilliant, but if you're lazy, you can't identify a great idea, you don't take initiative, you don't have leadership, it doesn't matter what your IQ is. Again, this is Sean Castorina with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This is one of our teaching series. Again, we want to thank you so much for listening. Rate it, subscribe to it, share it with others. It continues to grow. I continue to also, my team brings on the best entrepreneurs to also, you know, share interviews twice a week where we can extract great information from them, their entrepreneurial journey. The question I always ask them is, what one piece of startup advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur? And then when applicable, if I have a candidate who's really good at the end of the business journey, I always ask them, what's the one piece of advice you would give a business owner who is stuck? You know, they're in the fifth to 10 year and their business is stuck. And we try to get those, and we be getting those, you know, answered by incredibly great people. All right, we will talk again soon.